You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation with the Pop Culture News on the Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Captain America, A Brave New World?
But yeah. I immediately got distracted because on your computer in front of you, Joel Zammon, if you just click back one arrow, arrows.
Yeah. I am on IMDb.
Look at Channing Tatum's perfectly spherical head.
Channing Tatum has never looked more like he owns a truck. That's a crazy photo.
Listeners, you'll never know what we're looking at.
Like, opening sentence. A new record for us?
I think it might be.
You telling me you see that out of the corner of your eye, you don't stop?
It would stop anyone like, dead in their tracks.
He does look like he owns a truck. Yes, you're not wrong.
He looks like he's ordered a plate of beans at a diner. That's what he looks like right now.
Yes, he seems like the man who would, if I'm like, hey, can you get me like a short stack with syrup?
Yeah.
I'm getting a delicious, like.
Absolutely. That's him drenched in maple syrup.
I can imagine him just in like an apron. Yeah. Like as a line cook kind of thing.
He's never looked more like he should be in overalls.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, if you want to find the photo we're looking at, you're just going to need to go to IMDb and look up Burning Questions with Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum.
To be honest, you could just go to imdb.com and it should be there.
Well, it depends
You should put it in the show notes. I believe.
You gotta save that photo.
Or just have it flash up on the screen.
So if you're on the phone, on YouTube, it's gonna be right there.
Wow!
Look at that beautiful face.
That's immersive.
That's immersive?
For the viewer.
All right, okay.
So Captain America Brave New World, the movie that they cannot make.
The movie that they're like, all right, last time we did a Captain America thing, we had a whole thing about this beautiful and wonderful full global pandemic, but then there was a not beautiful global pandemic.
Cut that. Okay.
So we need to rewrite some stuff. Okay, thankfully. Mm-hmm. So we have Sabre, right?
We're introducing everybody's favorite superhero, Sabre. Israel's first superhero. Fucking God.
What have happened?
And then instead
a conflict that's been flaring up constantly for 75 years.
Who could have seen this coming?
What do you mean?
And they're like, what are we going to do? No. We're going to add Giancarlo. What's his name? Mr. Breaking Bad.
Giancarlo
Esposito.
I think it's Giancarlo Esposito. But anyway, we'll add him instead.
And he'll have a shotgun and look cool.
That's how we're going to solve.
The director of Deadpool and Wolverine said, what? Oh, no, that's going to draw attention to the characters that are in this movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. So the premise seems to be...
Us at Disney, we try not to make any political statements while claiming we're going to make political statements, and now we're accidentally showing our whole asshole.
Yes, dude. The mouse has burnt over.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I just feel
don't
that...
Don't look, mate.
That's the problem when you try to sell yourself as a centrist.
Anyway, so the premise seems to be, obviously, Sam Wilson is the new Captain America. Very exciting for him.
And Harrison Ford is the new
Thaddeus Ross?
Johnny Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. They've given him a fuck-ass haircut in this, too.
They're fucking so proud of themselves because Sam walks in the trailer and the first thing he says is like, I still can't get used to the new look. And he's like, I got rid of the fucking mustache, brother.
I don't know. That's kind of, I like that.
Why does everyone look fucked up in this movie?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Harrison Ford, I think they realized they rolled him out. Yeah. And they were like, oh, shit, you're old as fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to have to de-age you a little bit.
And give you a fuck-ass
haircut. Yeah. He's got a fuck-ass haircut, dude.
Yeah.
I think because the MCU has a proud tradition.
I'm not going crazy either, right? He looks like they've de-aged him.
Yeah, okay, he looks weird.
Please continue.
I think that the like lamp shading, the fact that it's a new actor, the MCU's done that before. They did that with Sam Wilson. Didn't they? Oh no, they did that with War Machine. Machine. Yeah. Where they had the great scene where he came in and he's like, "Hey, this is what I look like now. Move on." Which is great. That's like pretty much the line. I think it's all right.
I thought it was. I liked it. I liked that it was just like, look, we're not going to draw attention to it, and it was just going to be a bit of a nod to William Hurt, and it was like, oh yeah, that's kind of sweet. And
I guess
like,
it's kind.
Let's move on.
I think it's better than trying to make Harrison Ford look like William Hurt.
Which
would have been a far stranger move, but you can see them doing that.
And this is what I like when they were like, oh, we got to recast Kang, but we got to make it canon, so we got to make it like it's a variant. Shut up.
You don't have to do that.
Shut up. Shut up.
I had legit forgot about Kang.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah, like well, I forgot crazy, that was even a thing they were building
dude,
towards.
Because he's done so much cool stuff in the MCU, like...
got sucked into a pipe like a crab.
Got sucked into a pipe like a crab.
Beat the shit out of Ant-Man.
No, but then had the shit kicked out of him by Ant-Man. Oh,
that's when he got sucked into the pipe.
Where he got sucked into the pipe. Ant-Man, who is a regular human being but has a suit that makes him small.
Yeah.
Slept with Michael Douglas's wife, maybe? Or was that Bill Murray? Maybe both?
Bill Murray,
slept
definitely.
With Bill Murray?
Slept with Bill Murray, could be.
Don't remember Quantumania.
In Loki season 2, he's very annoying.
Yeah, and in Loki season 1, he's a guy in a chair.
Yeah.
So he hasn't done a lot.
For Kangs?
Yeah.
There were all the Kangs.
Oh, no, he was hooting and hollering at himself.
There was a lot of Kang, internal Kang hooting and hollering.
Yeah. They love business Kang.
Me too. So I'm imagining that this will be like they're trying to go for the Winter Soldier spy thriller sort of style where it's like he's the new because I think in the trailer they say, hey, we want to make Captain America a new official military position once again. But then, oh no, if you're official military position, you're going to be nomad. So I'm assuming there'll be some conflict. It's very funny. So the conflict will presumably be the president wants to do something.
Yeah.
Captain America, who is, because he is part of the military, an extension of the president, doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president's a Hulk.
I think it seems like they're just going to like kind of retread because you got to remember that Thunderbolt Ross is also a significant part of the movie Civil War. So he's just going to be like, hey, remember when I was like signed these accords and then Iron Man and Captain America punched on?
Yeah.
Do it again. I still want that to happen. Like, yeah. I still want you to sign these accords. Fuck you. That'll be, and then
You think this is basically going to be Civil War too?
It seems like that's what they're trying to do, but with the vibe of Winter Soldier.
Yeah, okay. Where he's like, it's so funny as well to be like, I don't want superheroes getting involved because like, man, who knows what the political scene is. Like, Civil War, it was like, well, yeah, you've got the Avengers as a group, so I get it. Now it's like, do you not want Sprite, getting involved or like,
well, yeah,
Blade.
And then also
Werewolf by Night.
They're also going to be like, hey, yeah, and like they've already set Sam up to do the same thing. His big speech in Falcon and Winter Soldier, he's going to do it again, where he's like, hey, I think the politics are pretty crazy right now.
Yeah,
and I think that on both sides, we could do better.
If only everyone could just get along.
I'm Captain America.
Captain America, you piece of shit centrist. Pick a goddamn side.
I just read Spider-Man Life Story. Mm-hmm. And a cool part of that is that Captain America goes to Vietnam to see what's going on.
Yeah.
While he's there, he's like, oh, America is fucked. They are the bad guys here. So he immediately changes sides.
That's awesome. There you go. This is what should happen.
The news.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed in all politicians because I think that we could do better.
If everyone just relaxed and maybe if we just spoke to each other.
Exactly.
No, Falcon, wrong.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, see, I would just I wouldn't care about political lines. I would take advice from both sides. Experts, on the thing. It wouldn't matter what your politics
Everyone's got something to contribute.
Yeah. Pick a side.
Your captain, what are you doing, man? And then Red Hulk will be there.
Yeah, and then Red Hulk will be there.
It is a funny
Sam
thing.
Will be like, there's like this president, like he's a good guy, but he wants me to do this thing that I don't agree with. And if only we could all just build a better community, and now he's a Hulk.
Yeah. See, we got to bridge the gap.
Yeah, exactly.
You know this. You and me, we're not so different. Yeah.
I'm Captain America. You're a Hulk.
Yeah.
It does feel weird. And look, I haven't read any comic books with the Red Hulk in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it does feel kind of strange to have a villain of this movie be Red Hulk when Hulk's not here.
Oh, it's so bizarre. Because, like, in the comic, I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong about this, but Red Hulk...
Sam Wilson's a guy. Red Hulk punches him once, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, he's got Super Soldier. No, he doesn't. My bad.
And he's got a shield.
And yeah. I think he's a mutant from memory in the comics, maybe. I know
what,
he can...
Falcon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's not a mutant in
that. Can he talk to birds?
Yeah. That's his.
That's awesome.
Sure he could just talk to birds.
That's so cool.
But look, I could be very, very wrong.
Sweet tweet, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know, man. If you're Red Hulk and you're there, and then like I don't know, 40 tiny sparrows come and peck out your eyes.
Whoa!
I'm terrified.
I'm Red Hulk. I simply close my eyes.
It's easy to imagine Red Hulk crushing a goose's head. Not pleasant, though.
Well, Betty Ross is back.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not in the trailer, but she's back.
Mm-hmm. So funny. Where's Hulk?
Yeah.
He's off. He's
got his son with another fuck-ass haircut.
Yeah. That's what Thaddeus...
Yeah,
about to cook out.
Barber.
You got, like, yeah, Betty Ross, and it's like, hey, and he's like, you know, Banner here. He's dating again, Dad.
Oh,
it's going to be okay.
Okay.
He's like, oh, yeah. And this is his son.
Yeah.
What a great haircut,
oh, my God.
Kid. I got an idea.
Take me to your barber. Scar, take me to your barber.
Yeah, dude. Oh. So I'm just going to tell this guy to fuck my shit up?
Yeah.
I'm there.
Rack my head, dude. That's what you got to say to him.
And while you're there, get rid of the mustache.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Perfect.
And another reason why it's strange that the Hulk's not there is because the other villain in this film, who, again, is not in the trailer, is the fucking big brain fella.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The leader.
Yeah. It's Hulk. This whole movie should be Hulk.
It's all of the seeds that have been sowed in the Incredible Hulk film have come to roost. That's right. The seeds have come to roost in Captain America 4.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Do we think maybe the Hulk will be in this? Surely.
He will be, but it'll be at the end, as in post-credity.
No. Like he'll come in and be like, whoa, you fucked my girlfriend and killed my dad.
You guys, you're thinking too big.
Okay.
You gotta think small. Uh-huh. A son, Scar will be.
Oh, and at the end he'll be like new Young Avengers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Disney will come out and be like, we're not making it.
They'll be like, Betty Ross, you bang my dad or whatever. Your mom?
Yeah, my mom. I'm in Young Avengers now.
Anyway.
Young Avengers is not happening.
Isaiah Bradley's there. He's going to be like, I've got a kid or grandkid or whatever. He is not going to be in the Young Avengers.
The Young Avengers
not
movie is not happening.
Happening.
And then a post-credit scene for Deadpool will be like, welcome to the Young Avengers, kid. That's what's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
This movie doesn't look very good.
Well, it's the trailer. The trailer... Marvel have painted that, like, put themselves in a, like, because, like, all, I haven't said anything yet, but trust me, words are coming.
Are they?
That join everything together.
Okay. Yeah.
Marvel, 5 years ago,
yes,
was so proud of how secretive they could keep their movies. They'd release a trailer that would tell you jack shit.
Mm.
And I love Mad Men, and they, hey, next time on Mad Men, clips from an episode did the same thing, where it'd just be people opening and closing doors, and I'd be like, this tells me nothing, but sweet, can't wait. But now I think that they've lost the trust of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So they release a trailer like this, and we're like, oh, sweet, looks like shit.
Yeah.
But it mightn't actually look like shit. They just don't want to show us anything.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, because, like, there's, like...
Nice trailer, shit trailer.
Nice trailer, Disney. Looks like shit. Try again.
Because, like, in this, for example, I don't even mean, like, oh, I don't care about Marvel or whatever, or, like, oh, you guys are fuckwits, and you've got stupid and sick of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like, the trailer as a trailer, it's set in, like, three locations.
Yeah.
There's the White House blowing up. Inside the White House.
Yes.
And
a press conference, maybe, and the ocean.
A press conference.
Kind of cherry blossom forest or something.
Yeah, and the press conference, I believe, is directly outside the White House.
Yeah.
I think, is
a cherry blossom to do with Wanda?
Wanda's not coming back.
I know. But wasn't she tending to some sort of.
She had a cursed orchard
or something.
Yeah, she had
I don't think it was a cherry blossom orchard. That was an apple orchard, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Because that apple was rotten to the core, dude.
Yes, that's true.
Let me think. A cherry tree can't produce an apple.
Well, I think a cherry blossom is not actually a cherry tree.
What?
I think it's a kind of leaf.
How is Sam Wilson? All right. So we know that Red Hulk. Red Hulk going to be our villain? Or is he just going to be a guy?
Well, in the comics, I'm fairly sure, I might be wrong in this, but in the comics, I think the idea is that Thaddeus Ross is like, to catch a Hulk, I gotta be a Hulk. Uh-huh. And so he gets Hulk DNA in him to become Red Hulk, but then obviously it kind of goes awry. It's something like that.
Okay.
So I don't know how he or why he would become Red Hulk in this, because...
You're looking at his stats in a video game.
No, it's not. That's just Marvel, dude. Just cop it. Stop being distracted. I'm going to do this.
Smart. Yeah.
He'll see a picture of Hulk and be like, holy shit, let's talk about this guy. And I got to move over here now. Okay. This is for everyone's own good.
I think why this trailer doesn't excite me is that I have really no idea the conflict that is set up.
Yeah.
So in, say, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like... Oh my God, Bucky, who you remember from the first movie, has returned.
Yeah.
But he's returned evil for some reason. How will Captain America deal with not only this new threat, but also the complicated emotional feelings he has that his friend has returned and he's going to have to fight him?
Yeah.
I'm there. The trailer tells me I'm there. What? I got so many questions.
That cool scene from Winter Soldier in the trailer where, like, he took off his mask and Cap was like, Bucky? And he's like, who the hell's Bucky?
Possibly. I know there was the fight on the highway was a lot in the trailer.
Yeah.
Where he's like flinging cars around and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this trailer sets up. I get that it sets up that Captain America works for the government again.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tries to kill the president.
Mm-hmm.
Blank, blank, blank. Mm-hmm. Sam's flying around Red Hulk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... And Gus Fring is this.
Yes. Yeah. To be honest, I think the inclusion of the Red Hulk at the very end makes this trailer worse.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm like, all right, cool. So we're setting up this, political thriller. Thunderbolt Ross, he's now president. And he's like, okay, Sam, you're not Steve, but you are... I want you to work for me. And that's great. And then it's like, cool. We don't really understand the conflict. Zaire Bradley, assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And then it's like they have to do, you know, go into the bunker, do that kind of stuff. And then you have, Gus Fring with the gun.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, him flying, Sam flying over the ocean.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, what's happened?
Why?
Like, you're not really telling me a lot. And then you're like, okay, so political thriller, someone's trying to kill the president. Okay, maybe we've got to do something there. And then suddenly we have a Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Who is also the president.
Yeah.
So if President Red Hulk.
But then at the start of the trailer, he says, like, the mustache something about voters, which makes me think that he isn't president at the start.
I think maybe he's...
Yeah. We had to shave the mustache to get the votes, basically.
Yeah.
That was the
He's either reason. Just become president or is about to be elected. Okay, so he's...
I'm pretty sure it's like the line there is basically like...
I guess he is in the White House.
Okay, that's what got me the... Yeah, I see what I mean.
My PR team were like, dude, lose the mustache.
Yeah.
So that also means...
Yes.
Like, I think another thing that Marvel has kind of shot themselves in the foot here with, previously when there's like one overarching story, you can kind of pay attention to where every character has is. Mm-hmm. So therefore you're like, okay, well, in the last movie there was a reference to them being here, or like the last time I saw them they were doing this, but then this has happened in the universe, so we know that they're roughly involved with you. With Sam...
What happened?
Has he been Captain America for like 2 years? Is he just like... standing around jacking his dick off? Is this set directly after Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
The big marble baby's there, so Eternals has happened. What was he doing then?
That is crazy. Let's take a little detour to celebrate the return of the big marble baby.
The trailer dropped one day after a Baseless Speculation episode where we said, the marble baby is never coming back.
They want to forget the Eternals.
Egg on our face, dude. They want to remember the Eternals.
Yeah.
We forgot, as somebody pointed out, the most crucial rule of movies, and that is the king. His movies.
Yeah.
Nothing has proved it more than this trailer.
I think that they're just doing the thing. Look, hey, Eternals heads, we're right there with you, but don't get too excited, because I think what they're just doing now is they're like, well, we're going to get bullied online, or like by the general public if we totally ignore the events of Eternals, but we can just put the marble baby there and acknowledge it every now and then and then be like, yeah, that happened.
You can have a fight scene on the big marble baby where stuff's getting chipped off or whatever that's cool.
And then the baby comes to life and then...
Eats Sam Wilson.
Eats Sam Wilson.
Wow, this movie ended 40 minutes in.
It's probably going to be something like either the landmass has now, like, you know, it's land that you could either, you know, try to... I guess what claim is like, oh, there's new land for
I don't even think it's going to be
that.
Or
is it going to be like,
I literally think it's going to be like, where's the bad guy? And they'll be like, he's in the one place that's politically something, something, something.
Oh, like politically no man's land.
He's like, smash cut to the big marble baby. And then they'll have a fight on the big marble baby.
Yeah.
I think that's all it's going to be. I don't think the big marble baby means shit. It's just a set.
I don't even think big marble baby will be a set in this.
It'll just fly by.
Just be in the background. Like that scene we got of it.
That's it?
That's it.
He'll fly past it on his way to somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, neat. Grab his little camera. Click.
Whoa, that big marble baby everyone forgot about. Fair enough.
Where's Sprite?
Yeah, who knows? I have this rock that needs
doing. Oh, Sprite's a kid for real now, though.
Yeah.
Sprite's at school.
Just living a regular kid life.
Yeah, just rocking it 15-year-old style or whatever.
How's this for a bit of a bit of, how do the people think?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we see the assassination attempt of the president by Isaiah Bradley, the Nietzsche of Soph or whatever. And it's kind of like, Isaiah, don't do that. Blah. Potentially, what if? It's kind of like Isaiah Bradley is like, they really take everything from the truth, which is, just, you know, you experimented on us and really gave us no fanfare and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Due to that, and maybe Isaiah's either angry because of all that, or he's like, maybe it's happening again. Maybe it's they're getting to his family or something like that, because maybe the president, Thaddeus Ross, is like, I want to be super soldiered.
Yeah.
Or it's like after the assassination attempt, it's like, we need to protect the president's life. Let's super
make
soldier
him a Hulk.
Up. And he gets super soldiered, and that's how he becomes the Red Hulk. And then it could be like, well, we can't just have President Hulk because it's been unstable. And who knows what he wants. Maybe the President Hulk or as Hulk is like, well, I'm not going to peacefully hand over.
Oh, I see.
If I get voted out.
Yeah.
Or if I lose an election.
I don't think they will do that because that is way too close to something that happened for real.
Yeah.
Also, I think that they're probably going to have to recut this movie again because of another thing that just happened for real.
I do love the idea, though, that a conflict in this movie is, well, he's still in the running to be president, but he is a Hulk. How do we stop a Hulk getting reelected?
I think that Isaiah Bradley assassination will be like, I reckon he knows that he's Red Hulk and then he tries to shoot him. And the first time he becomes Red Hulk is after those bullets.
He's trying to do that to expose him.
Yeah. I keep thinking that the leader is another villain in this who has mind control powers. So my theory, which is extremely boring and maybe cynical, is that Isaiah Bradley has just been
mind controlled
to kill the president, and that they're using Isaiah Bradley just because we're meant to like him as a character. So we're meant to be like, why would he do that? And then the reveal is, that it's a Manchurian candidate situation.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I really don't trust Marvel to do any kind of interesting political intrigue. I don't think they have any. I don't think they got the source, dude. I'll say it.
It could be interesting in that it's like, okay, cool. It's like Captain America. I need you as a symbol. I need you as to work for the government because look, I understand that you as your hero and your hero squad want to go off and do some things, but honestly, like you're doing it half cocked and you had the Scarlet Witch as one of your members. And, and she turned out to be, come on,
took a mountain to kill her.
There is no sort of training. There's no. So we kind of need some sort of oversight. So come and join, be like the Captain America wing of the military and, be by, superhero squad USA. That's okay, there's that one thing. And then Sam being like, okay, well, I can do that, but what if there is some conflicts? Whatever. Then it's just kind of like, you are like, you can quit, I guess.
Go nomad mode.
Go nomad mode. Because what would be that he would have that I guess the government would be like, no, that's ours. Take his wings, clip his wings.
Maybe. And then he's just a guy.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, so you have that. It's been like, all right, so Sam is like, well, maybe the best way to instigate change or the thing that I can do is from the inside. So I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll join up. Sure.
And then where's the conflict? Because what can they do that's not like too on the nose? What can they do that's not like, oh shit? What can they do that's not like, oh no, we thought this wouldn't happen, but it's happened?
Unless it's like literally the president gets red hulked and they're like, you've got to take down the president.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you just have to fight the president. Or is it like, and the conflict is actually Thaddeus Ross is not a bad guy. Uh-huh. He's just.
Or yeah, or is it like,
what
happens when your president gets shot with Hulk juice and goes on a rampage as the Hulk?
Yeah.
And is that kind of thing where Thaddeus Ross isn't just like, yeah, juice me up. He's just kind of like, you know, an assassination attempt where they shoot him with
give him Red Hulk,
like a syringe or whatever. And oh no, he's gotten the Red Hulk.
Maybe it'll be some shit where it's like, the leader is trying to take over the government because Thaddeus Ross is going to implement some stuff he don't like. And so to stop the leader, to stop that happening, the leader has orchestrated some mad assassination attempt where now the president's a Red Hulk and a Red Hulk can't be president.
Yeah. Or could it be something like, okay, leader is going to try and take over the world.
Mm.
But we do know that, for some reason we know that the Hulk is immune.
Yeah.
And, well, we can't have the leader being controlled the president who's got the nuke codes. So, okay, president, take these pills you're not going to be a Hulk. You're not going to turn into a Hulk. This is just a vaccination to stop you from being controlled by
the vaccine. Made him a Hulk.
The vax made him a Hulk.
Okay, we got to re-edit the movie.
Back to square one.
This can't be happening.
We can't say the vax make him a Hulk.
All of the answers, because we know a little bit about the comics, it turns out that Disney have just given us all of the answers of what actually happens. So here's the... you know, like when Marvel movies come out, they're like, here's a nothing synopsis.
Yeah. Yes.
Sam Wilson finds himself at the center of an international incident. Okay, so that's nothing.
Yeah.
And must work to stop the true brains behind it. Okay, so yes, the leader.
Yeah.
And also, here's an information on Isaiah Bradley. An African-American Korean War veteran and super soldier who was imprisoned and experimented on for 30 years. He becomes controlled when triggered by certain music. So yes.
Okay.
He's under mind control from the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's happening in this movie.
They're just doing Winter Soldier, but weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they're doing Weird Soldier.
Weird Soldier. Because it's like, well, obviously, I guess Sam Wilson has not much of a... I mean, he obviously does have, for many reasons, a relationship with Isaiah Bradley, but it's not like a Winter Soldier Captain America situation. But now Isaiah Bradley has been activated.
Okay, what else is what else we got with this synopsis? Or is that kind of like...
That's literally
that's
it.
That's it.
Okay, well, I guess... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's like happened in the first act.
Yeah. And then maybe, I think you might be right to be like, we need to make the Captain America, the president immune to leader powers. Oh no, we made him a Hulk.
Oh,
you
and they've tried to
do that. You can't do the vax.
I think that's
going to
happen, dude. I think the vax is going to make him a Hulk, dude. You're going to see a Hulk and be like, vax? I think the vax is going to make him a Hulk.
The vax makes him the Hulk and he's unstable. And so then what happens when. They can't also do like, well, what happens when the president of the United States is acting in the against the best interests of the United States? What happens when the president of the United States is treason? You can't do this, Disney.
What else? I understand why
you have to rewrite this. It's tricky.
Is there a chance that Red Hulk's not Thunderbolt Ross?
I mean, that could be a good bait and switch.
Yeah, they could do that.
And also, they
the leader is the Red Hulk.
Yeah, so also they've tried to fix Sabra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had
a
crack.
Yeah.
What have they done now?
She's still Israeli, which that's... Okay.
Yeah. Maybe in the Marvel universe, that if conflict didn't happen.
Well, she's not in the IDF anymore, so that's a good start.
Okay.
She's former Black Widow.
Okay.
Who now works for the U.S. government and is like a personal assistant to...
So she's just Israeli
descent. IDF is the issue.
Yeah.
And her, you know, portrayal in the comic books, which is fucked up.
Oh, yeah, big time. Okay. I think I saw somebody say how crazy it is that in Secret, they had a character. Like in Secret Invasion, they had fucking, what's her name? You know, she gets killed.
Kobe Smulders?
Super unceremoniously.
Maria Hill.
Like, why? They had her.
Well, because she was really integral.
Because if she didn't get shot in the head,
the Skrull,
then we wouldn't have known the stakes were so high. Yeah. And then Emilia Clarke wouldn't have become all the superheroes left.
Think about it.
Think about Secret Invasion, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Think about how the Skrulls were hiding, and then because they're angry, they killed Maria Hill, so that makes them irredeemable.
When she gets all the superhero powers, one of the powers is, what's Star-Lord's? Drax. What is Drax? She gets Drax's arm. Yeah, his power is his arm.
No, his power is tattoo.
His power is strength, and he gets the strength of having tattoo arms.
Yeah.
Does she get Iron Man powers?
Money?
No, because it's from
bank account.
It's from DNA.
Yeah. Unless they find out that somehow, like, there's a correlation between your DNA and how much money you have.
How much armor you can wear.
Well, yeah.
What do you reckon the implications of this movie are going to be? Because the next movie afterwards that seems relevant would be Thunderbolts Asterix.
What happened? Sorry to interrupt. Another question about just the political. Reminded me, I had to think about Secret Invasion.
No.
What happened to that president? played by that guy from those things.
Well, I'm guessing
Doug something. Nah, can't be right.
I'm guessing that Doug guy, because that guy
Mulaney. Nah,
that guy.
No, that's the
Doug Mulaney.
That guy goes on TV to say, "Hey,
shoot him, McGavin.
No one is welcome in America."
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I reckon what happened is he lost the election,
and I think
that they will explain it by saying, "Yeah, he lost the election." Mm-hmm. Anyway, Thunderbolt Ross is the new.
They'll say he lost the election, but it was close until he shaved his mustache. Talk.
Do you think they will?
But also, Thunderbolt Ross worked for the government, so presumably.
Talk.
Yeah.
No, so because it'd be the same political party, which will never obviously get an answer. Why? Which
no,
side?
He's a general.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he worked for...
Yeah. So you don't... It's not like a political party gets the general.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's not your cat. Maybe it is, but like...
I think
don't think that the general of the army is going to be like, I am now the head of the opposing political team.
Well, maybe, because you...
I guess both parties still fall under the government.
It's all American.
When every 4 years, they don't just like... clean house in America.
Yeah.
Unless they do, and then things are like, I'm more fucked up than I thought. But like, usually it's like, this guy's he's been a general for like, 20 years. Like,
That's true. Lot of different guys.
Do you think they're going to do a thing with the election with the president from Secret Invasion where they're like, we can't address what happened in Secret Invasion. Yeah. So what we're going to say is he lost the election because he started saying some crazy things.
Oh, you know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
I won the election because I shaved my mustache.
Yes, you're right.
And they're not going to mention anything else. That's all they're going to do.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I won the election because I'm Red Hulk now, Sam. Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Shh.
I stole the votes. Yeah. Literally. I picked them up with my Red Hulk powers.
Yes.
I have all the powers of Hulk, but red.
Yeah.
And also,
you'll
one
see
of my
that
powers
later in
is
this movie.
Election fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll
yeah.
see that later in this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
I know
yeah.
that this is a movie.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
I'm Harrison Ford.
I'm Harrison Ford. I was in Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Air Force One.
Do you reckon they put Harrison Ford in a mocap suit?
I think Harrison Ford, I'm shocked how much he's physically in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Like, if I was Harry, like, that's so much work. Just be Red Hulk, dude. That's a weekend in a fucking voiceover booth.
In a voiceover lab.
Yeah. On the phone, once again.
Exactly. Then you're out of there. How do we think this is going to, or do we think it's going to, affect any future movies? Like, do we think it's going
to
be like...
Well, it'll lean straight, it'll obviously connect straight to Thunderbolts, yeah. Asterix.
Yeah, so would it be the, well, we need to make a team that's like going to be the, you know, the part of the yeah. government or whatever, and that I'm going to call them my Thunderbolts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think... Probably. I think it's going to be like, Sam Wilson, you're my Johnny like, American now. And Sam Wilson's like, you're fucked up in the Red Hulk. I ain't doing it. And then at the end of this, he'll be like, well, I need a Johnny America. Mm. Time to get some less interesting superheroes.
Well, it could be the, right, less. You know, it's going to be the like, you know, government sanctioned team.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, cool, well, we got Captain America and we got Sabre because he's working for the U.S., government, Sabre, and maybe some other new Falcon, maybe some other couple of like folk there, and that's going to be like the government sanctioned team, and then it's going to be either shit went wrong or Sam is like, this is really bad, and then we get a Thunderbolt kind of addressing that directly, like, the reason why that was like bad is because of like, I don't know, it could be like, the government want you. This is a superhero team. It didn't work because, you know, the government shouldn't be everywhere. Like, capitalism. This is a capitalist superhero team because I'm, what's her name? Val Cooper. No, Val something.
Elaine from Veep.
Elaine from Veep.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, the problem there is because the government, you know, tricky. So here we have, like, my team, and they're still called the Thunderbolts, but not really.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be, like, a... We can't have Sam Wilson and his team. They're too squeaky clean.
Mm.
If we're going to get stuff done, we need scumbags.
Mm. Well, then... they're just going to go the same route that Captain America went in Civil War, where they're going to be like, we've put together a team, but the Avengers, they fired the president too much now. We hate when they fight the president. Yeah. So we're going to get these guys who
that
love
won't fight the president. And then obviously the Thunderbolts movie will be about them being like, hey, guys,
we should, maybe fight, we should the president. Fight the president.
Yeah, it's weird because you kind of want this whole thing of like, right, yeah, we have the government sanctioned superhero team, which is like, oh yeah, they're not doing good.
Yeah.
And then if they break away, but then the Thunderbolts are like, yeah, we're cops, but we're actual serial killers.
I beheaded a man in the city.
So you're kind of like, I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well,
it's
always that tricky thing with when you have, because the story you tell with we've got these criminals to work for the government and to be our team, and they do exactly, because it's a Suicide Squad thing too, you know?
Yeah.
They do what we tell them, and then the story you tell there, because what other story are you telling is where they're like, hey, we're standing up for ourselves.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you've just told the same story twice.
Mm. Hey, maybe
it's just one you've started from a lower place, you know what I mean?
So last time this director of Captain America, Brave New World, worked under a big corporation, he made a movie called The Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
That's it gave me a cold.
I never saw it.
So that was another big studio things? That had lots and lots of notes and was like, make sure you make it like this. And
Marvel don't do that, right?
No.
They're a very hands-off company.
Yeah, they're like, hey, make your own movie.
Do what you want, dude. I don't care.
I'm Aladdin editing suite, right?
No! And also, the third act of your film, it's already done.
Yeah. Oh!
You actually don't need to come in. We'll take it from here. I've not started filming.
Do I still get paid?
Yeah, you still get paid.
And we can use your likeness. I know you're the director.
Yeah. And the money that you're getting paid is mostly just hush money, so you can't talk about this, but you still have to do the press tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a good wage, right?
No. It's probably better than some.
It's fine.
As long as you're treating like, say, the post-production crew that I work quite closely with,
define well.
we make them very competitive with each other because we think it brings out the worst working them. But if they don't work with Disney, they'll never work with this in this town again.
Exactly.
And they've got a week to do a month's work.
And I can't say anything?
No.
But also if you go the other way and you become too recognizable as a director, we will not hire you back because then we have to pay you more.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Russos want to come back to do Avengers 5. We're not hiring
No
them.
Way in hell.
That we're going to get, and also Sean Levy, a guy who recently said piece of shit stuff, but we probably would have hired anyway because... Yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine, but he's become too so we're not hiring him either.
Yeah.
Avengers 5 will be directed by Joe Fuckhole.
Sleazy 1970s porn director. Yeah. All the characters gotta have bush.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Joe Fuckhole's idea.
Yeah. Yeah. He's saying we're all thinking.
Yeah.
The money we saved hiring Joe Fuckhole to direct Avengers 5, most of that then went into editing out the bush that he refuses to.
Most of that went into painstakingly CGI in the bush, strand by strand.
Now every character enters from off screen like this.
Yes.
Sauntering.
And people are going to say, Joe Fuckhole is back.
He's done it again.
Joe Fuckhole has not worked in this industry for 40 years.
Yeah, since 1982.
But he's back, baby.
He's Avengers back.
He hasn't missed a beat. Joe Fuckhole, he's batting 100 once again.
Avengers 5 drips of sweat. Damn, dude, this is a hairy movie.
But like, you know you can like... You ever see a movie you can smell?
Yeah.
Mm.
The budget seems so much. All the costumes are so cheap.
Yeah.
But they are all tearaways. Mm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not really on screen a lot.
Yeah.
It's useful.
Avengers. It's useful. Bow, down, bow.
It's time to fuck.
What?
Wow. Hey, well, liked that R-rated Deadpool movie? Well, you're going to love this.
Well, I guess there's nothing they're saying politically.
This is just run-of-the-mill smut. I mean, it's nice. It's fine, I guess.
Hey, okay. Thanos. Nice. Dance. Thanos is back.
Thanos is back. And he's got fat milky tits.
Yeah.
Thanos is back, and this time he's here to fuck down.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you think that with the success of things like Da Boys or Invincible, but to a significantly less degree, and to like how people love the horn and the porno and the violence of Game of Thrones and stuff, that if Deadpool makes $1 billion and we have to pay for you to go to the zoo, I haven't forgotten.
No, me neither, dude. I think about it all the time.
I'm going to boycott Deadpool and Wolverine out of my own personal interest. Do you think that Disney will get less scared of stuff like that and will actually be like, hey, there's okay, we're making some adult ones now too?
No, I think it would be really hard for them to do that because things like The Boys are poking fun at them.
Yeah, that's true.
So to make a product, if you make a product that pokes fun at yourself. Hey, I'm the guy who sucks or whatever.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kevin Feige recently gave an interview to Drum Up Hype where he was like, I knew what pegging was, but other people didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, Kevin.
Although, like, him trying to explain to someone who's, like, maybe, like, a 75-year-old exec what pegging is.
Imagine if you're 75 first time you find out about pegging and you're like, I could have been doing this the whole time.
Like, what? That's an option?
That's an option, dude? I love getting fucked in the butthole. Or I love the idea of it.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kevin, I've got to go call my wife. I've got some big ideas.
Yeah.
Honey, I figured out how.
Let me introduce you to the concept of pegging.
I'm going to put Kevin on the phone. He'll explain it
to you. I'm going to put Kevin. Hang on. I'm going to put a four-way call. I'm going to get Kevin and Deadpool on the line.
Wow, he thinks Deadpool's real. Deadpool is real.
Ryan Reynolds also thinks Deadpool is real and that it's him. Yeah, so, hey. No disrespect to this 75-year-old executive. Well, actually, heaps of disrespect. If you're 75 and you're working at Disney, you're probably a piece of shit.
Maybe just retire.
Yeah, probably time.
No. We've got to keep this company family friendly. And I've got to get pegged by my wife.
We all got to get pegged by our wives. Mm. That's neither here nor there.
We should send Mickey Mouse back to Vietnam.
What? Why?
Remember when we used to make shorts about America's great.
I miss when Mickey Mouse was in Vietnam fighting the Viet Cong. Remember?
Remember when he would just mow down the Viet Cong? Was so nice.
We should use all of that money that we made to send American troops back to Vietnam. I reckon we'd win this time.
I've been watching some old footage of Mickey Mouse beating Hitler. I like the idea of him going to war. I don't know about which side he was
all
fighting.
Our money should send Mickey Mouse to the front lines. Yes. Make Mickey Mouse real and send him to war. That's what Disney should be doing, dude. Yeah.
Trying to make Mickey Mouse real?
Yeah, try and then send him to war. Yeah. You're telling me you're the opposing army. Uh-huh. You see Mickey Mouse from movies with a gun. Mm-hmm. You're not like, my reality has crumbled around me. I surrender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Elvis went to war.
Yeah, but he was dressed like Elvis. It wasn't like full on.
Look out!
Yeah. It wasn't like a full on giant rat coming at you with a gun.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna mow you down.
I think that sending Elvis to war was a bad idea. Because imagine if Elvis got killed. That would be a huge morale loss for America. They love Elvis.
But imagine if you killed Elvis.
How good would it be for. I mean, he
did he go to Korea?
I don't know,
dude.
Korean War's in the 50s.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Elvis dies in the...
I don't know, dude.
He's
World War II?
What did he go to Vietnam?
I don't know, dude.
I think he might have gone to Vietnam.
I think Vietnam makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think he was fighting in World War II.
Oh, no, he definitely wasn't fighting in World War II, and Korea's too soon after World War II. Mm. What war
it
did
been Vietnam.
Elvis fight?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I guess, yes, we're going to get to see this, like, I don't know, it's so weird to think about this as a political thriller that also involves a Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Because the whole, like, I am cool, it's this big thing about, like, you know, you can't really trust anybody, who's going, whatever, which is very funny because of the whole premise of Skrulls.
Yeah.
But now we're going to be like, shush, don't worry about Skrulls, it's a guy who has mind powers.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And so you have this person being like, well, who can you trust? Because this guy is thinking too hard, and now we're all...
Everyone's under his spell.
Yeah, everyone's like, I don't know, what does the leader want?
The leader probably wants to crush. Does the leader think that Thunderbolt Ross is the Hulk?
That would be a crazy premise.
The regular style Hulk.
No.
So he knows Banner. Then he got juice in his brain.
He got juice in his brain because of.
Does the leader want to make everyone Hulk?
No.
Okay.
Why would they want that?
Well, because when everyone's the Hulk, no one's the Hulk.
No, I'm trying to remember. In, I think, The Incredible Hulk, he's like. What's the central conflict of the Incredible Hulk movie? They're trying to get Hulk.
Abomination.
Abomination.
They make a Hulk.
I think it is. I think the leader is like he works in a lab.
No.
Look it up on your little machine. The leader wants to make everyone Hulks, or he wants to use the Hulks for...
Isn't he just there?
Elvis fought in a fake war, by the way.
What?
Oh, it's a real war. There was just no conflict. He got sent to Germany in 1958 to 1960. Yeah. So he was positioned in Germany during the Cold War. I don't know if you remember the Cold War. Germany, not a lot going on.
Zammer remembers the Cold War. He remembers it well. Yeah.
You got a bit of schmutz on your nose. It's that pen from the coffees.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Incredible Hulk.
So what is this? Because wasn't he just like a lab at a university, like a nerd just sitting there?
Well, no, because the Incredible Hulk is also technically like a secret, like, oh, yeah, that other Hulk movie you remember, that did happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't remember that's all right. But this guy's been a Hulk for a little bit. Don't worry about it.
I think
movies make me wonder, like, they really, really rely on us remembering so much.
No, they don't. That's the trick.
Well, the Hulk movies are actually great for that. The Hulk movies kind of play out like how Mad Max does, where it's like, don't worry. You know there's a Hulk? You know, there's Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, dude.
Don't worry. They're fighting. Don't worry about it.
Good.
But I think the leader works for the government and made Abomination.
I thought he was just like a guy in a computer lab that was maybe playing like Doom or something. Like a nerd. Like in a university computer lab. He was just happened to
How
be there.
How did he get Hulk juice on him?
Why was there Hulk juice in that computer lab?
Because I thought it was like he works for the government and he's like, we're making Abomination.
Was he making mice Hulks?
Yes, he was making mice Hulks.
Okay.
Mickey
Hulks.
Mickey Mouse Hulk.
That's how they do
Mickey Mulk.
Mickey Mulk.
You're remembering it the opposite way, unfortunately. He's a regular scientist who's trying to help. He's helping Hulk on online forums. He goes by the name Mr. Blue.
Beat a quest in World of Warcraft. Yeah.
He's doing a raid. No, he's trying to cure the Hulkness because the US military and Thunderbolt Ross want
to
weaponize
Well, then
Hulk.
He absolutely wants to make more Hulks in this movie. They're absolutely going to do. He's like, I figured ever since I became the leader, I understand the Hulk is the perfect organism. Mm. It's unstoppable, unkillable. Yeah. It only gets stronger when it gets radiated. Yeah. I got to make everybody the fucking Hulk. And that's the brave new world, a world of Hulks.
Nothing but Hulks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the leader is like, yes, he was a good person being like, I want to try and help the Hulk. Now he's like, to help the Hulk, I need to make everyone the Hulk.
Exactly. Maybe not make them Hulks, but he'll be like, when I got the gamma radiation on me, it made me go Johnny Genius mode.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give radiation, will make you powerful. It will make you strong.
Is he going to be like, you know, the guy that does maybe like, say, shrooms for the first time?
Yeah.
And now he's trying to get everyone around him to do shrooms.
Absolutely. He'd be like, dude.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, we're all connected.
Do you realize that?
You know this? So if you did some shrooms with me,
you would realize.
We should all.
Bro, the mycelium. Did you know? It's actually so fucking clever.
It can cure everything.
It's like it is the panacea.
Yeah, dude.
They say no such panacea.
It is, though. Because, like, it remembers, like an elephant.
Yeah, exactly. And elephants never forget.
And they never forget. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, dude.
So we should just do some shrooms.
Elephants never remember.
Yeah.
So let's do some shrooms together, dude. He's like, hey, man, the gamma juice made me so fucking smart. And if everybody gets gammaed, and maybe he'll be like, if I can make the president a Hulk, or like if I can show what it does to the president, everybody will want some of my Hulk juice.
Unless he's doing the opposite and he still hates Hulk. Yeah. And he's like, I'm so clever and I'm pulling the strings behind the scenes. Mm. And the president's a Hulk and I can control a Hulk.
Or it's the, I don't know. I think he twist on what he used to be. So because the Hulk juice in his brain, you know, messes him up and completely rewires. And he's like, oh, he's just a crazy boy.
Yeah.
I like the idea of maybe he captures Harrison Ford, and he's like, right, to avoid any conflicts in the rest of the world, because I'm a genius boy and I got Hulk juice that makes me think so good.
Yeah.
And so then if you become a Hulk, you're gonna think so good and you're gonna see my point, my plan, because he's like, oh, this will bring us, you know, world peace and close or whatever.
The problem is,
and then he becomes Red Hulk. He's like, oh no.
I think that the problem is here, that this is a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine a world where they make a bunch of people Hulks, and that's the central conflict of a Captain America movie.
Well, it's kind of like the end of the Spider-Man film where he wants to turn everyone to lizards.
Yeah.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Except
it's a Hulk, but they have Hulks. It would be like if at the end of the Spider-Man movie, he didn't want to turn everyone into lizards. He wanted to turn everyone into Green Goblins, but Green Goblin wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. But you got to remember, this movie has Thaddeus Ross.
Yeah.
It has Betty Ross.
Yeah.
And it has the Thinker.
Mm. The leader. Not the Thinker.
That's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
John Byrne.
That's three Hulk characters.
Yeah.
Like, I think that it would be crazy for them not to have that many Hulks in the movie, given how Hulk-focused it is.
But then why isn't the Hulk in the movie?
Well, he probably is, or he might be. Who
maybe
knows?
Maybe expensive? I don't know.
Mark Ruffalo is not expensive. We could get Mark Ruffalo on this podcast.
Mark Ruffalo would love this show, dude.
I think so.
I can see,
let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo, he did Poor Things. That's a freaky movie.
Yeah. I love him in Zodiac. He's crazy in that movie.
He called Emma Stone Emily Stone to prove that they were friends, because her real name is Emily.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I could also see a scene in this movie where we don't know. I mean, we know, because you know everything about a movie going in these days, but the audience is not meant to know that Thaddeus Ross is Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Mm. And then there's a scene where Captain America is protecting Thaddeus Ross from the Thinker, the leader. And he's like, shut up. And he's like, stay away. And then the leader's like, hey, you think you're in charge? Click. And then
he'll go, ooh.
Yeah, and then Thaddeus Ross is like, I don't know what's happening to me. And then he becomes the Red Hulk.
About that, Captain America? Ooh,
I hope he talks like a vaudeville villain.
I'm controlling the president.
I think real good. You can call me the leader.
But then we also know for sure that he's mind-controlling Isaiah Bradley to kill the president. Why does he control
But maybe the reveal will be the bullets had Red Hulk juice on them.
Yeah.
And that's something we don't realize.
But he doesn't shoot the president. We see what happens.
Well, that's his first attempt, maybe.
You think that the plot of this movie is going to be...
I'm helping him out.
I don't think this at all.
The thinker, sorry, the leader,
yes,
yeah, has a former Captain America under mind control to shoot the president with Red Hulk juice so that then he can control the president, who is now a Red Hulk, but also at the same time as him doing these things, he's trying to make everyone into Hulks.
I do believe
and Captain
that.
America, yeah. And Captain America is the
one person he can't mind.
The one person he can't Red Hulk is Captain America. Uh-huh.
See, I
believe that's the premise.
Okay. You think that's the premise of the movie?
Yeah. I reckon it's going to be that Red Hulk was an experiment kind of maybe gone wrong, or they're trying to protect the president from
fucking
the leader, but it just kind of goes a bit awry, maybe. Or he's a good guy. And Captain America is once again shown to be evil.
But we know. Okay.
Also, who's Gus Fring anyway?
Yeah. The previous appearance.
Yes. Yeah.
The thinker, the leader.
He's doing it. Yeah. You got it.
That wasn't a joke. That time.
I know.
I get it, dude.
The leader hates Hulk.
Yeah.
And trying to stop Hulk.
Before he gets Hulk juice on his brain.
Wait.
Does he hate the Hulk?
Shut up for a second. He's trying to stop Hulk from being Hulk. He's helping the Hulk un-Hulk.
Yeah.
Then he gets juice on his brain.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop worrying about the juice in the brain part here.
Done.
Okay.
In the trailer,
yes.
We see a man who's meant to be good trying to kill the president,
yes.
Who we know is the Red Hulk.
Well, we don't know that.
We know
he will eventually be the Red Hulk.
We don't know if he's the Red Hulk then.
But
that's my point.
Yeah.
We know that Thunderbolt Ross becomes the Red Hulk.
Yeah. We do know that.
And we know that the fucking leader does mind control.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you not think that he still doesn't like Hulks and he's trying to kill a Hulk?
Why would he make him a Red Hulk if he hates
Hulk? He's not making him a Red Hulk!
We don't know. We've not seen the movie. Know.
In the
I think
you think the leader is going to make a man a Red Hulk and then shoot the same man?
No. He shoots the man to make him a Red Hulk.
You think that there is
or
in a universe where it has been shown that it is so hard to replicate making a Hulk, you think he nails it with a bullet?
He's the thinker.
He's so good at thinking. Or is it going to be because he already know he Hulk? He get when he gets the shoot.
Yeah.
He's like this. Hopefully, he gets him, which will then, in front of the cameras, he'll pop off into the Red Hulk.
Yeah, and then that is going to help him make Hulks? Is that your thought?
I don't know what my thoughts are. I'm thinking on the fly. If only I had the powers of the thinker, then I could think my way out of this problem.
So good at thinking.
He's so good at thinking, dude.
He can think of anything.
I'm not good at thinking. Yeah. He could think how this plan could work. I'm doing my best, and it's not good.
He's got mind control powers, so he's the leader because he can control. Others.
Well, he gets his brain so big, but he's full of thoughts.
It's so big, dude.
Anyway,
he's full of thinking thoughts.
The Red Hulk is a Red Hulk because he's like, if the superheroes won't listen to me, I'll become one. Which is pretty much exactly what fucking happens in the comics, too.
Okay.
Hulk goes to have a World War Hulk,
and
they're like, oh shit, we tried to kill him, but he's not dead. And that motherfucker, he's done a U-turn and he's coming back.
Yeah. So are you thinking
that I'm going to use the juice that we sucked off him secretly from the satellite.
As we do.
Stupid, but that's fine. They sucked off the gamma from Hulk with the satellites, and then they shoot Ross with it because Ross is like, I hate the Hulk.
And then he becomes the Red Hulk.
I'm going to become the Red Hulk so I can kill him.
Yeah.
So could it be, so he's like, I need a team of heroes. Come on, Sam, do it.
Yep.
They do it for a little bit. Sam's like, not for me. And then bullshit
Sam's
goes down.
Immediately probably.
Or bullshit goes down. Thaddeus almost gets like got, and he's like, you were meant to protect me.
Yeah.
You can't protect me. You're meant to be a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
You get a big flag on your chest and everything, but you did shit all.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to take medicine to my
The only person that can, like, the person that can trust right now is me. The only good, the best thing with the Hulk is me.
Yeah.
Give me the Hulk.
And then he'd go Hulk mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be to cause civil unrest with the general population and the new Captain America.
Yes.
That will be the fucking leader's plan.
Okay, so then Thaddeus become a Hulk.
Yeah, but then that's made him go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, are we mad at this?
No.
Yeah.
He's
doing destruction. Yeah, okay.
As John Q, American citizen, I now have a bulletproof president.
Yeah.
I just think, damn, I didn't realize Hulk was running for president.
Oh, that's who Hulk was. I voted for that guy. Whoops. Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, as Red Hulk, he comes out and he's like, hello, I am also Thaddeus Ross, your president. I just sucked off the Hulk juice.
Yeah.
And now I'm this.
Remember the Hulk?
Remember him? I'm not him. I'm me.
Yeah.
Unless Thaddeus Ross becomes too paranoid that Sam and like the Captain America, because they're super soldiers.
Yeah. Yes.
Even though Sam's not.
Yes. Maybe, I don't know.
That he's worried that super soldiers are coming for him, because that's what causes, because you got to remember in the MCU, people forget this.
Yeah.
The super soldier serum is pretty much the root of every single person's
powers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Black Widow program originally was like super soldier serum, but Russian. But then they've kind of walked that back a little bit.
Yeah.
But then old mate guy from Stranger Things. Hellboy.
Yeah. David Harbour.
He's a super soldier as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then Bruce Banner becomes the Hulk because they're trying to replicate the super soldier serum and the radiation.
Yeah, it's all
that.
Super soldier serum.
If you've got
Weapon One or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you've got fucking Isaiah Bradley coming. And he's like, oh, super soldiers are trying to kill me. I'm going to become one too, so I can't be killed.
And then he uses a dodgy thing of the super soldier serum.
Super soldier serum constantly doesn't work. Yeah. It made Abomination.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm either thinking, like, if it's the leader trying to be like, everyone Hulk, it's going to be like, you know, everything. He doesn't realize that. He's like, I'm going to make the president smart because I can make the president smart. He makes decisions that maybe lead to world peace. And then he's like, oh, no, it made him angry and red.
Yeah, why did it make me smart? And kill Stanley.
It
killed Stanley, made me smart, made Bruce Hulk, but bad, but now he's smart.
Professor Hulk.
Yeah,
he got clever.
We didn't see that happen, though.
Yeah, we don't really know what caused that. He just thought really hard. Did he have the think? Is Professor Hulk actually the thinker?
The thing. You said it like how you might say you got the snip.
Yeah.
Did he get the think?
Did he get the think, dude? Will you become smart?
And then holding a book.
Blood from Hulk made She-Hulk strong.
Oh, well, she can transform into She-Hulk. She can go back and forth.
But it's driven by anger.
Yeah,
still.
That's true. Stanley drank it in a drink.
And got killed.
Well, we didn't see what happened, but I'm assuming he died.
She got sick.
I guess
he killed him in real life.
Yeah.
Well, they just say he kind of went in a... something happened.
But yeah,
I'm pretty sure they say he's dead.
Oh, do they?
That's extremely funny. Don't ingest Hulk juice.
Yeah.
You can get it on the outside of you or in your veins. If it goes in your stomach, lights out.
Well, then are they going to try and... why is it Red Hulk? Are we going to be like,
I don't think they're going to explain it.
No?
Okay. Or it'll just be literally when they show the juice going in him is red.
It's red. Yeah.
And they say it's a variation on the gamma of juice we put in Hulk. Yeah.
We're using the gamma juice and with a little bit of blood from blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Hulk made you red guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got any swings for the fences? Let's wrap this up.
Well, let's see.
Steve Rogers cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Undercuts the entire... like premise of
the sort of
Gus Fring is I think there's rumors that he's going to be played GW Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who really that is.
I saw someone on Twitter saying that
it was Jacob fucking Fury.
That it was and a Gwen Stacy villain typically. Oh, okay. Not Gwen Stacy. Gwenpool, I think, maybe villain.
Okay.
More typically, crazy.
What was his name? G.W. Bridge.
Yeah, yeah, which I know kind of from
George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, I know that name kind of from like when he teamed up with, I want to say with Cable in, this can't be true, in that little, in that group of mercenaries
called the Six Pack.
What the hell?
G.W. Bridge actually does stand for George Washington Bridge.
Oh, I thought you read that.
I was joking.
Yeah,
I was like, Washington George Washington.
What's he doing?
I don't know. We've not even really addressed him.
He's going to be actually a hero of the piece.
Oh, okay.
You're going to think he's a bit of an antagonist? No. No. Secret protagonist. No secret hero. Secret good guy.
Well, he used to work for S.H.I.E.L.D. heaps, and he also fought in the Vietnam War.
Yeah. So I reckon he's going to be like a friend of Zion, and kind of maybe even part of that troop that got the serum and made him all fucked up.
Okay.
And I reckon he's going to have like a righteous cause that we're all going to. It's going to be one of those ones where it's going to be like, oh wait, no, we get it. He's kind of maybe. No, he's makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Disney are going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they're going to like do a quick switch and make him like go a bit too far.
Yeah. The classic Disney move where it's like, actually, the villains are like have a kind of a good point here. And then one of the villains kills somebody, and then someone else says,
I blew up a school.
You've gone too far.
Because I'm evil.
It's not worth it if people have to get hurt to get what we want done.
I blew up a school and I keep punching this dog.
Your whole point now is irrelevant because you punched that dog.
Yeah.
You're crazy to me right now.
Yeah.
My swing for the fence is that the Hulk will be in this way more than the trailer puts it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I think it'll be the Red Hulk or
regular Hulk. Mark Ruffalo Hulk is going to be in this movie.
I think that
a significant amount.
Okay, so I'm going to take the opposite approach for Jackson. I think the Red Hulk only pops up right towards the end of the film. He's not really an antagonist, is just there for the final fight, and then they're like, "What the fuck?"
And
are we
maybe
do
sets
about
up Thunderbolts where they go fight Red Hulk. Yeah, could be.
Yeah, we're like, "What the fuck are we going to do about this?" And then the Red Hulk will run. Yeah, Thunderbolts, and the asterisk at the end of Thunderbolts is it's actually Captain America 4 Part 2.
Yeah,
and the asterisk of Thunderbolts is going to be like Project Thunderbolts. Yeah. We got to kill the president.
Yeah, it's like Thunderbolts asterisk. That who we fighting?
Yeah,
Thunderbolts kill the president. Yeah, maybe going to be the name of the movie.
Anyway, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we'll be the BS boys. Mm. Will this movie be good? Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, dude.
Anything's possible in this goddamn fucking world full of shit.
Yeah. True words never been spoken.